Greetings to all. I'm happy to share our editorial. Development of pulmonary hypertension remains a major hurdle to corrective surgery in Down syndrome. Down syndrome is the most common chromosomal abnormality encountered in clinical practice, with roughly half of all patients of Down syndrome having associated congenital heart disease. Shunt lesions account for roughly 3/4 of all congenital heart disease seen in Down syndrome. Down syndrome patients, especially with large shunts, are particularly predisposed to early development of severe pulmonary hypertension compared with shunt lesions in general population. This necessitates timely surgical correction, which remains the only viable option to prevent long-term morbidity and mortality. However, despite clear recommendations, there is a wide gap between actual practice and fear of underlying PH, which often leads to surgical refusals in Down syndrome even when the shunt is reversible. It is not uncommon to come across Down syndrome patients with uncorrected shunts in adulthood with irreversible PH, at which state the only viable option remains a combined heart-lung transplant. However, despite the guidelines laid by the authorities, the rates of cardiac transplant in adult patients with Down syndrome remains dismal, largely attributable to the high prevalence of intellectual disability in them.